Strange Adventure.
There was at least one happy person aboard the pearling lugger Dona Clara as the anchor fetched up on the bottom of the bay. It was the youthful Malay cleanup boy, Yosef. He had said his evening prayers with his face turned reverently toward Mecca, and now he was ready for his supper. Carrying his bowl, he moved over to the cooking fire. He saw that there was much rice left in the steaming pot. The rest of the crew had finished, so the bountiful supply was all his. So preoccupied was Yosef that he paid no heed to the three dark men coming along the deck. The men were native divers, infidels to his religion, and of little concern to the devout Muslim.
Yosef, we not eat yet. Why you take all the rice?
Oh, I believed all men had eaten. You want some rice?
Yosef held out his bowl. The divers laughed, and one of the men reached into his pocket of his ragged coat, and the Malay gazed in horror at the object the diver held before him. It was merely a pig's foot, but to a Mohammedan, who is taught to shun pork as unclean, it was a horrible sight. The diver dropped the pig's foot into the bowl of rice. Yosef rushed to the rail to throw the polluted food overboard and wash the dish. He would go hungry tonight, but better an empty stomach than the curse of the prophet. Then, fumbling in the knot of his crimson sash, he brought out three grains of rice and placed them in a row upon the hatchway. At last he spoke.
You have tormented me and polluted my food so that Allah will punish me. Now you must be punished. With these three grains of rice, your minds and bodies will be poisoned and you will die.
The next morning, Yosef left the Dona Clara and went to work on another lugger. A few weeks later, Ace Jordan, the owner of the pearling luggers, stood on the beach and watched his boats come into port. As he peered through his glasses, he saw the Dona Clara's flag at half-mast. It meant one thing, death aboard. Ace Jordan met the skipper of the Dona Clara on the tiny wharf.
Hello, Captain. What's wrong?
Three of my best divers are dead. These three men insulted my Malay boy some time ago, and he put black magic on them and doomed them to die. And they died.
Where is this Malay now?
Well, he left me the last time we was in port and is working on the Isabella. That boat hasn't been within 10 miles of rest in a long time.
Meanwhile, on board the Isabella, Yosef smiled as he saw the lowered flag of the Dona Clara. For he knew that his magic had been strong, and he knew how the curse had been made to work. He walked to the rail and waved at a figure standing upon the bow of the Dona Clara. The figure, his brother, who had taken his place on the boat, and who successfully placed the secret Malay poison, a little at a time, in the food of the three doomed pearl divers. This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.